Morning, everybody. I put the outline up on the screen. We'll get to that in just a minute. I want to share with you from the gospel reading that we had earlier today, just earlier this morning. And really, it's about the connection that we have with God, so I want to emphasize that with you from a couple different perspectives. He's talking about lost sheep and lost coins. There's a connection that we have with God that's a vertical connection. It's one that Jesus Christ has established. And this helps me in understanding how the body of Christ works, so I'll share it with you. There's a vertical connection that we have between us and God through Jesus Christ. And then there's a horizontal connection that we have. We have that horizontal connection one with another. And all of us are connected, and you can't have church without that. You don't have church without that. And we really need to, it's very important for us to know that we are the body of Christ. And now I realize each of us has different things that we do. We have different functions. We have different purposes. But we need each other. And this parable of lost sheep is talking about a sheep, for example, that has not only lost that vertical connection with God, but they've lost a horizontal one too. And they're by themselves. They don't have that. Think about it from God's perspective for a moment. You know, here, if this sheep was out wandering around, and sheep are pretty much defenseless. I mean, they really don't have any hope. They're going to get consumed very quickly. A sheep is just going to get swallowed up by some wild beast because it's not able to defend itself. And what he's saying is that the shepherd goes out and he finds that sheep, and then he brings it back into fellowship with other sheep. And that's, now it's back in the herd. Now it's back in the flock. And that's what God wants us to be part of that. Now, you think about it, again, from God's perspective with the coin. Now, the lady needs those coins. There's 10 of them, so she has them all together. And when one coin is gone, you know, it's not part of the group anymore. It doesn't have the same buying power that it would when it's together. And when you unite that together, now it has a united purpose that it did not have before. And God really wants us to see that we are really, really valuable to Him, that we're accepted by Him, and being valuable and acceptable to Him, that, you know, He has this established, this very wonderful and deep relationship with us that's based on His compassion, so that we can be compassionate with other people. Now, that's one reason why I was sharing earlier about the small groups. You see, you were never meant just to be by yourself. You were never meant to just, you say, well, sure, I can do devotions on my own. I do that in the morning. But I'm telling you, when you're in with a group and you study it, and I can see people here who are part of a group, when you're in that and other people are sharing with you and you're sharing with other people, we learn so much more. We grow so much deeper in our faith. We need that. And that's, God wants us to really rejoice in that horizontal relationship. It's such an important part of discovering who we are in Jesus Christ. And that's why I'm so much, I want to emphasize it any way that we can. You know, and I realize we have different gifts. I mean, if it's the pumpkin patch or Operation Christmas Child, there's any number of things. If you have a good idea and you say, well, I want to reach out in this way, Pastor, I would like to really, you know, I think we should... Somebody shared something with me. This was before we went on vacation. We were gone for a week. And by the way, I want to thank Bridget for doing as marvelous of a job. Having walked in here with only 1 week of training with me and pulling it off was really commendable. So we really want to give a shout out to her. It's their new office manager. But, you know, this person called me just before I went on vacation and had this great idea. It was a ministry where they make soles. They take old denim, and all of us have old denim, right? I have some laying at home that I'm never going to use anymore. And they take this denim and they stitch shoes out of it, and it's a ministry that's over in Central Africa. And what they do is they take that, connecting with people here who are doing it, and they bring those shoes over to kids over in Africa, because chiggers are a horrible problem. It's getting in their feet. It's damaging them. They're not able to work on the farms. And so here, this collaboration of love that we can do, we can share, we can be the hands and feet of Jesus Christ, we can lift people up, and it's so easy for us to do. And so this person called me and said, I just saw this. I was on the web and I saw a presentation about it, and I said, that's a great thing. said, I was excited when that person shared that with me. And I said, you know, when we get through Operation Christmas Child and when we get past the live nativity, that's a perfect thing that we can move into. So God provides in that way for us to be sharing. And that's what I'm talking about. You know, and that happens in small groups. It happens in our outreach. We are the church. You and I are the church. And in this lost sheep, you know, he wants us to see that you are valuable. If you go to the next slide, Wayne, this is the first point in the outline there. It's that God care about me. He absolutely does. And you are of infinite value. It says, does not he leave the 99 in the open country and go after the lost sheep until he finds it? Or suppose a woman has 10 coins and loses one. Does she not light a lamp and sweep the house and search carefully until she finds it? Jesus says in Matthew 12, certainly a human is of more value than a sheep. And there are some times we don't feel valuable. There are times when I don't. I will admit, I do not at times. I mean, we all get down. There are things that happen. We need to hear, you need to hear, I need to hear, that you are valuable to God. God loves you. God just receives you. He took all your sins and he nailed them to the cross of Christ so that you can be free. And that is the most incredible gift that has ever been given to human beings. It is a joyous thing. And that's why every little thing we do, whether, you know, it's a pumpkin patch or Operation Christmas Child, or whether it's a, you know, the live nativity, or it's a home group meeting together. There was another group of ladies, and I see one of them here with us here, that had it on their heart to visit people who are shut-ins. Now, we did that in a church in Namibia, and that was a beautiful thing. You just go over to somebody's house, you're retired, you have free time, you can go over to their house, and you can just sit with them and visit with them. That ministry of presence, that is just such an amazing thing, because you are saying to that person, you are valuable. And that person could be shut in and be thinking, I'm of no value anymore. I live my 80 years, whatever God's given me, and I guess that's about it. I'm just going to sit here and wait to die. You know, but just having that connection with somebody is a powerful thing. Wayne, if you go to the next slide. We are acceptable to God. These parables are teaching that we are totally acceptable to God beyond whatever we've done. The next parable that comes after these two, guess which one it is? The prodigal son. Jesus gives it 1, 2, 3. He wants to get the point across that we are not only valuable to him, but we are acceptable to him. Look at it this way. When you were baptized, and for us, probably everybody in this room, we were baptized as a child. Now, one thing about infant baptism, which is actually really cool, is babies are pretty helpless, right? I mean, if you don't feed them and care for them, they are not going to survive. There is no way. And you know, God doesn't demand any change in that baby. He didn't demand that baby, you know, do anything in order to merit that salvation or anything else. God just gives that as a free gift. Now, think about that. Take that a step further into your life. That attitude of God does not change. God is a God that changes not, the Bible says. He took you as is. You have as is right all over you, over me. He just accepted you with all your faults, with all your weaknesses, with all your deficiencies. He doesn't say, clean them up and I'll answer your prayers. He doesn't say, get this right and then, you know, I'll help you. God does not think like that. He loves to be kind and gracious to you. What he's looking for is faith. What he's looking for is faith and trust in him. He's looking for you and me. When we don't feel valuable, we believe that God puts value on us. When we don't feel acceptable, we believe that we are acceptable to God. And we say, Lord, you have a purpose. You have a plan. I'm going to trust you. I don't care what my doctor tells me in that health report. I don't care what my finances tell me if I lost my job or if I am dealing with relationship issues or anything like that. I am going to put my faith and trust in you because I have value to you, and regardless of what I see, I'm going to live by faith and not by sight. And that means something. It means something because God says it means something. And when God gets behind you, nothing can stop you, even if you have to wait. And this is at the heart and soul of it. The last slide, please, Wayne. You know, we are examples of God's compassion and love in Christ. Personally, I am. There is so much from my past that I will not go into that God has delivered and helped and changed and rearranged. And we are a project. We, all of us, we were accepted as is, right? And we're, I got to admit, I'll confess, we're all pretty messed up. I mean, we just got to get real with ourselves. I mean, we like to put on that facade and we like to pretend that we got it all together and we smile and everything like that. But God knows. God knows the pain. He knows the hurts that's there. And he says, I just want to be nice to you. I want to help you. I'm working on you. All of us are a project that he's working on, and he's changing, and he's manifesting his grace in us. How does he do that? He manifests that with his compassion and his love, and he continually receives us and accepts us because we are valuable and because we are accepted. And I thought about this. Let me make this very practical for you. Let me give you a practical application that you can do, because it not only extends to you personally, and by the way, first of all, it has to extend to you personally. Before you can really be a tool of God's compassion and love and grace, you have to settle it on yourself and in yourself that I am loved by God, I am accepted by Him, and I am valuable to Him, and I have a purpose in His kingdom. And we settle that in our heart, and then in that, God uses us, and He blesses us, and He strengthens us in serving Him. And I'll give you just a practical example. Jill and I have been married for a while. I'm going to get in trouble here. 36 years we're going on. Actually, almost 37 years. And, you know, here's the thought that God gave me. And I shared it with my son. See, I always want to check. My son's a psychologist, so if I get any things, it's good to kind of bounce them off him. And so anyway, I thought about this, and I thought, you know, kids are out of the house now, and it's just Jill and I. And the thought occurred to me a few weeks ago. There's so much about her that I don't know. We've been married all these years. But there's a lot about her that I don't know, that I want to learn. And I can still learn that. You see, I can still grow in that. I mean, I can look forward to that. You know, God's working in her, God's working in me. There's those things that God has knit us together in, you know, and so look forward to it with that anticipation. You can have that expectation in your life that God is still working. Now, you apply that to your spouse. You apply that to the people that are close to you. You apply that to the people that you're working with, that person in your workplace, that name has just come to mind, and you apply that, that this is a work that God is doing. Oh, there's great, great power in that, because the Lord sees them as a valuable an acceptable lost sheep. Now, as we can get our minds around this church, as we can begin that, we can begin to be the hands and feet of Jesus Christ, which is what he calls us to do. This is the power of the gospel. This is the wonder of Jesus Christ that he comes to us. That's what the Pharisees said. They didn't get that. They were clueless. But God opens up our hearts and minds to this wonderful grace of God. And I pray that he would empower you, that he would put inside your heart to see things, to see yourself through his eyes, to see others. What a wonderful blessing. What a great, beautiful calling that God has given to us in the person and grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's have a word of prayer. Gracious Lord. Oh, there's times, Lord, that we might not feel that we measure up to even our own standards, let alone others. But Lord, let us see all those weaknesses and everything, Lord, just cast and nailed to the cross of Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray that you would give us the eyes to see others with compassion. Lord, that you would help us in that, that would speak peace to us when we get tense or nervous or anxious or angry. That, Lord, your peace would flow over us and calm our souls. We need so much greater purpose to you in that. Strengthen us, Lord. Let your grace be great among us, for us, and in us. In Jesus' name, amen.